I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hurricane Irene was downgraded to a tropical storm yesterday, but not before knocking out power to more than 6 million homes and leaving at least 14 people dead from North Carolina to New York. The Christian Reform World Relief Committee's Bill Adams says rapid response teams are already in the hardest hit areas.
Those are folks with tool trailers we send in to help with cleanup. We also have advanced crews. They're kind of like project managers to really give us guidance as to where the rapid response team should be going.
Mark Lewis is with the crisis response arm of the Evangelical Free Church of America's compassion ministry, Touch Global. He says some of their churches got involved immediately.
They canceled services and encouraged everyone to go out into the neighborhoods and help, you know, friends helping friends, neighbors helping neighbors, and really being a witness for the gospel at a very relational level.
You can listen to the full interviews at our website. And India may be a hot place in the summer, but winter temperatures can get below freezing. As many as 10,000 people die each winter. Global Action responds every year by sending teams to hand out blankets and preach the good news.
First of all, you save lives physically. Secondly, you have a chance to prepare people spiritually and give them a great life here and an even better life after that.
Global Action's Lars Dunberg says they need you to join one of three trips that they're sending out in November to distribute blankets. If you can go, head to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to go on a short-term mission trip but can't afford it? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy, like I mentioned before? Win the Global Action Mission Trip Contest and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name now. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.